The great Czech illustrator and animator Zdeněk Miller, creator of the famous krtek or mole enjoyed by children and parents worldwide, turned 90 this week. On the occasion of Mr. Miller's birthday, the Vltavín Gallery in Prague opened a new exhibition honoring his work. Called Zdeněk Miller Dětem, the show above all is for children and features drawings, watercolors and original paintings on transparencies called cells, which were used in the animation process to bring the little mole and friends to life. Jan Wellinger has more on the mole and his creator in this week's Arts.
In the Czech Republic, Zdeněk Miller's krtek is nothing less than a national treasure. A modest, friendly and sensitive little character, the illustrator, director and animator first invented back in the 1950s. Miller created almost 50 short cartoons using the character, many of which are known to generations of Czechs by heart. The first animated short, called Jak krtek ke kalhotám přišel, How the Mole Got His Pants, was shown in 1956 and told the story of how forest animals, from a spider to birds to a crayfish, help the mole process flax for a new pair of pants. That first episode of Krtek's adventures still remains the most famous. Kateřina Tučková, the curator of the show, says,
"My favorite part of the series is how the little mole found the small trousers, little trousers, and it was also the story which was held in 1957, I think, in Benátské Biennale. There was the film festival and it was awarded by the main prize there."
How important is the mole or the little mole for generations of Czech children?
Well, I think very much, because a lot of generation grew up on little mole stories, and we called Mr. Miller as Czech Walt Disney, and this importance have Mr. Miller in his animated stories for us, for our nation.
And now, what are some of the works that are on view here? Because I noticed you could put them at least into two different categories.
Yes, it is a retrospective exhibition and is for children. There are drawings and paintings of stories about little mole and his friends, little frog, little rabbit and little hedgehog, and also animated stories. Mr. Miller made about 60 stories about little mole, and a number of them is here on exhibition. And also the exhibition is with a lower horizon for children viewer and visitor, and children can also play here with drawings, pens, and be here for a couple of hours.
And besides drawings and watercolors that are on display, I noticed that some of them were also, it looked like the original animation that were used in the actual production. Is that true?
Yes, of course. It's original from the animation, and it's only a couple of pieces here, because a lot of these things was destroyed, so only part of them is here.
How did it happen that it was destroyed? Was it simply bad archiving, or did something happen that the material was lost?
Yes, and also it remained in Bratři v triku animated studio. It wasn't really own pieces of Mr. Miller, so it is in archive of Ateliers of Studios, and this exhibition is organized from the family works, so what was in family we could show here.
Taking a look around, the enthusiasm of parents and visiting children is immediately apparent. Pure joy from toddlers, running from framed picture to picture, recognizing the mole and other Miller characters. Kids play on a carpet in one room and watch episodes on a flat-screen TV. One of the visitors, Agnieszka, and her son Vitek, maybe around 2 years of age, tell me more.
We knew about this show and knew we simply had to visit. The mole means something for generations of Czechs and is a part of my own childhood, so we knew we had to see it. The character communicates in a simple manner, which I think can be understood by children everywhere. That's the key to his appeal and success.
Tak, si myslím, že tohle je jeden z hlavních důvodů, že tomu rozumí všichni.
Čau. Indeed, while the very first episode was narrated, Zdeněk Miller wanted to make it easier for the mole to communicate with everyone, and the original sounds he made, various exclamations or interjections, were recorded with his two young daughters at the time. To this day, the little mole communicates through peals of laughter and simple words like tam, there, yo, yo, yes, yes, or other simple gestures or sounds. Curator Kateřina Tučková again.
I think that it's a genius of Zdeněk Miller that he found a very simple expression, very simple form, which is understandable for children all over the world, and everybody can understand these very sweet and happy figures, which have only positive, nice manners. And that's why I think it's Little Mole and his friends so famous.
Many of the episodes of Krtek have an educational message, such as Krtek a robot, Mole and the Robot, where work with a little automaton, the mole buys with a diamond he dug up, goes somewhat wrong. The message is not always black and white and never moralizing or heavy-handed. The lessons learned are subtle and even sometimes a touch ambiguous, as in real life, like when the mole dresses up as a vagabond to test the generosity and empathy of his friends, the rabbit and the mouse, and so on. A sample now from Krtek a robot. There are also three longer format films, roughly 30 minutes, which tackled even more serious themes that appeared at least in part aimed not only at children but also at their parents. Krtek ve městě, Mole in the City, which shows the devastation of the forest and nature, replaced by Smog, the City, and Modern Industry. Here's a sample. Equally engaging is Krtek ve snu, Krtek in a Dream, a fantastical story about the end of natural resources, namely oil, and a return to the wild, where a man, the mole, and other animals return to a more precarious state of existence where they have to secure the most important basic needs, shelter, security, warmth, and food. A sample of Mole in a Dream there. Both episodes are unforgettable and stand up to many repeat viewings. Curator of Zdeněk Miller Getem, Kateřina Tučková, again.
There are very important point in the stories, and it is how to bring up children. So maybe they are somewhere parts or pieces which are educational.
All of the episodes, too, are set in the mild climate and landscape of Central Europe that Zdeněk Miller knows so well and his fans recognize, with the artist placing strong detail in flora specific to the region. Viewers will say it is very European or even Czech.
Yes, of course, it's true, because there was hard socialism 50 years ago, so it wasn't so easy to travel, and Mr. Miller is that's why inspired by Middle European countries.
On the week of Mr. Miller's 90th birthday, it's worth mentioning that best wishes came not only from viewers and fans in the Czech Republic, but also from around the globe. The Little Mole, as the owner of a large chain store in the Czech Republic told me a few years ago, is one of the country's best-known exports. It has been translated into 19 languages, his books. And Czech Radio's flagship Radio Journal reported that birthday greetings came from as far away as Japan, where many children have adopted the little Czech mole as a favorite character. Japanese illustrator Aki Kontanji sent this message. All the best on your birthday, and we wish good health in coming years. We look forward to new stories about the mole. In Prague, at the opening of Zdeněk Miller Getem, organizers were also happy to see a year's planning come to fruition. Although media access was limited at the request of Mr. Miller's wife and family, The author of The Little Mole and so many famous books and films came away very happy, Kateřina Tučková says.
We met the family of Mr. Millers 1 year ago, and because he was 89, we talked about his celebration of 90th birthday, and because we are very interested in his work, we wanted to organize all this project, and we argued on it with Mrs. Emilie Millerová, who is the wife of Mr. Miller, and we started so.
How pleased were the Millers with the final result?
Because he's really old now, he's quite tired, but if you could see him, he was like with the power of energy. The people who was there were his friends and his family, and I think he was really very pleased.
And Zdeněk Miller Getem continues at Galerie Vltavín in the center of Prague until April 10th. It really is a must, especially if you have children.